Hi, I'm Kathy Stoddard-Torrey, leadership coach and trainer. Welcome to the Positive Effect Leadership Podcast. Here you will learn practical tools and perspectives that will help you create success and happiness. Exceptional leaders are balanced, positive, and confident. All things that you can achieve. I love January. A new year always feels like a new beginning to me. We get to decide who we want to be and what we want to focus on this year. We also have the opportunity to leave behind traits, mindsets, behaviors, and people that don't support our goals for the year. It's the time to wipe the slate clean and put up nice, new, neat lettering that clearly shows who we want to be this year. Are you listening to this podcast and it's not January, the official beginning of the year? No matter. Start your new year now. So no matter what time it is, Happy New Year! During this time, lots of us choose to make New Year's resolutions each year. These resolutions are goals, things that we want to achieve. The problem with resolutions is that we tend to start strong, but our determination slowly fades. At some point, we end up asking ourselves why we didn't stick to our resolutions. It's the actual choosing part of the goal that is the most important. The goal must resonate with our hearts. If it is not something that we truly want, then we aren't going to put in the hard work to achieve it. We must find the big why for our goal and hold on to it. So, what is the big why? It's the underlying heart reason for wanting to do something. Let's say I put exercise 3 times a week on my list of goals. I don't really like to exercise. I feel I should. It doesn't feel motivating at all. So the first step is to ask myself why I want to exercise 3 times a week. Well, I'd answer that I want to stay fit and not grow too decrepit to do what I want to do. My exercise goals are not lofty. Wanting to stay strong and healthy is a good reason, but it still isn't speaking to my heart. It still feels like a should. So I ask myself again, why? Why do I want to be strong and healthy? It could be that I want to be able to play with my grandchildren, or that I want to be able to keep up with one of my fitter friends. However, the real reason for me is that I have more energy and feel more positive and motivated when I am at my ideal weight and exercise regularly. I feel more powerful and it's easier to accomplish things. I really do find a sense of fulfillment when I interact with the world with a body that is in good shape for me. It is important to note that my ideal exercise plan involves walking and gentle yoga. I am not a runner. My fitness level is mine, the level that works for me. It's not a should level, it's my level. Now it's time to check in. Is this a reason that resonates with my heart, or do I need to ask myself why again? Actually, that feeling of being energized and positive is very motivating for me. I remind myself of that feeling whenever I am tempted to eat too much or skip exercising. You keep asking yourself why until you get down to the reason that has meaning for you, the one that truly feels like a desire and that will lead to a sense of fulfillment. That reason is your big why. It's the reason that you feel in your heart. If you keep asking why and never get to a reason that feels like a desire, mark it off your list. It's a should goal, and you probably won't achieve it anyway because it doesn't have meaning for you. Now, if we really want to achieve a goal that resonates with our hearts, it sometimes still takes a little creativity to achieve it. Let's say that becoming fit and lean is a goal that I really want to achieve. I know that I will feel healthier, have more energy, and keep up with my grandchildren better. However, I hate to run, and I detest crowded aerobics classes. In order to accomplish this goal, I need to get creative. Maybe I could learn a martial art or take a kickboxing class. Perhaps I could join a bike club. It could be that I just need to find a buddy to go walking with me. The key is to think creatively and find a way to accomplish the goal without forcing myself to do things I hate. Sometimes heart goals need a dose of realism attached. For example, I am physically limited in the exercise that I can do. I had brain surgery in 2009 that resulted in a few tiny platinum coils of wire being inserted into my brain. Since the surgery, if I exercise enough to break a sweat, I become ill. I get nauseous and a little dizzy, and for up to a week, I will have a rocking headache. I am never going to run a marathon or even a 5K, no matter how much I want to. Although those could be real heart goals that resonate with me, I need to acknowledge who and where I am and honor that. Trust me, I went through a huge pity party when I first figured out I'd recovered as much as I was going to recover. I was not fond of my new normal at all. However, there wasn't a way to change my limitations. I had to work with them and adjust my goals accordingly. I can do a few repetitions of most exercises, but I need to wait for my heart rate to return to normal for a while before I can do them again. Since I usually need at least 20-minute break between sets of exercises, any workout would require me to spend hours at the gym. Since I usually work from home, I take short exercise breaks every hour or so. I use 3-pound weights and straps that attach to a door to do exercises throughout the day. The straps are in the bathroom, so I do modified squats each time I go in there. I don't break a sweat, so I can be dressed for the day. In addition to strength training, I try to walk 30 minutes a day. That gives my heart and lungs an extended workout at a pace I can handle. So that's just one example of how to find and create a meaningful goal. In order to find your own, here are the steps. 1, establish a goal that resonates with your heart. Remember to check in by asking yourself why until you hear your heart hum. If you never feel that excitement or desire, it's probably a should and probably something that you're not going to achieve and should mark off your list because it doesn't have meaning for you. 2, make sure it's doable. It's okay for the goal to feel scary and a little out of your reach. That's actually good. We want to move outside our comfort zones. However, do a firm reality check on it. One way to know if something is possible is to make sure that you can do the actions needed to reach that goal. Make the goal achievable. I can't run a 5K because I can't run the distance I need to get stronger. 3, get creative. We can overcome a lot of obstacles, both mental and physical, with a little creativity. If you feel stuck, which is totally normal, a life coach is a great person to help you expand your awareness and create new possibilities. Until next time, live big and find joy. The Positive Effect Leadership Podcast is produced by Tapfer Consulting. You can sign up for our blog and find free stuff at kathystoddardtorrey.com.